I'm walking with 500 or 600 students, TAs, and teachers from UW-Madison who are marching down State Street on their way to the Capitol. Their motto, they say, is be courteous but be heard. They say they're doing this to make sure students have a voice in this process. And as you can hear, they are definitely loud enough to be heard. From State Street in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Teresa Shipley for Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Maureen McCullum reporting from the UW-La Crosse campus. Around noon, hundreds if not thousands of faculty and staff began convening in the middle of campus around the clock tower. Some are skipping class, some are calling this a walkout. People are holding signs. Faculty and students are all talking, giving their opinions on what's going on in Madison. Many people are saying in their years on campus, they've never seen so many people gathering behind one idea and movement.
I'm Rich Kramer reporting from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, where students walked out of classes at 10 this morning and gathered by the hundreds at the campus mall to protest the governor's proposal to eliminate collective bargaining for public workers. A host of speakers, including faculty, staff, and students, voiced concerns that the campus's newly formed faculty union would lose its power to negotiate class sizes and working conditions. In the crowd, there were signs reading, "Kill the bill, support your faculty and staff," and "Injustice for one is an injustice for all." Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Patty Murray on the campus of UW-Green Bay, where several hundred people gathered this afternoon to protest provisions of the governor's budget repair bill. There were faculty, staff, and students, like Andrew Teal, who is the student body president.
With Governor Walker coming out with his budget on Tuesday, the rumor is that the UW system is going to get even more cuts after that.
This is Mike Simonson at UW Superior. 300 orderly but loud students, faculty, and staff surrounded the steps of Old Main at noon, fanned out across sidewalks in a field of snow. English lecturer Barton Sutter says actions by the governor have reignited the workers' movement.
I've often wondered over the years what it was going to take to wake the American worker. Now I know.
Many held signs that read, "Talk to us."
This is Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee. About 1,000 students came out for a midday protest next to the UW-Milwaukee Student Union. There were speeches and chants.
Breed Hall Walker! Breed Hall Walker!
Many students, including Jessica Domke, held signs criticizing the proposed budget repair bill.
It says Walker hates workers, and it pretty much speaks for itself, doesn't it?
The governor says his plan would avoid layoffs of state employees.